Andrew Kopp, center ice position, talking today, and Pittsburgh has a lot of respect for your hockey club too, from what you guys have been able to do. How do you see the matchups going head to head here tonight, especially for the bottom six?
Well, from our point, there's always the challenge with Pittsburgh and the way their grouping is. They've got a lethal player on three of their lines that is a game breaker. When you play a team like this, it's not going to be a one line game. I don't think for either team, you're going to need everybody right. If any one of your lines is off, that's going to leave Kessel, Malkin, or Crosby loose, right? And they don't need a whole lot of time to play. So, there's not a lot of teams like this. This may be, they're rare to have the kind of firepower that this team has. But those standard cliches, you need everybody going. Well, you do, because that shift that you don't have everybody going, it's in the back of your net.
How pleased are you with the road game as of late, Paul, winning 8 of 9 away from home?
It's better. I think it started for us kind of through adversity. We came out east here at the early part of December, and we had a bunch of defensemen missing, and we had to become a little tighter with our defensive game. And as it always goes, in mid-December then, we got on a stretch where we were just kind of scoring at will. But comfortable on the road. We've got... The road is a different place now. It's not the way it used to be. You don't get the matchup you want, but like Pittsburgh, we're not a one line team, and those guys are going to get their opportunities.
The fourth line put in a good effort against Edmonton. What are you looking for from Brendan Lemieux to follow up a great game on New Year's Eve?
Just the line, right? Your fourth line, more than anything. How many times can you get them on the ice? That's can they? It's a challenge here. We wouldn't match them up against Malkin or Crosby, but there's going to be good players against them. Where they play for us is really important. Andrew Kopp had a big part of that, right? He went 7 of 8 on the faceoff, so you've got a chance to start with the puck, which matters to them. Both of those young wingers, Reeds, are getting better in the defensive zone, so they're getting out a little cleaner. And then Andrew reads off them so well in the offensive zone, they were able to get some time there. So that's all we're looking for is time. And they get to have a big night where their line comes up with two. We got a pretty good chance of winning a game.
Paul, tonight starts a stretch of 5 and 8 and I think 9 in the next 16, coming off a bit of a period where you haven't played a whole lot lately. So what do you need? What does your group need to do here for the next couple of weeks to sort of get through this stretch?
Well, we've just come off one. This one is different in that we've got physically heavier teams coming in. There's a lot, we get into Anaheim and Dallas and some teams that are very physical. Our travel schedule isn't as bad this time through because we're not going in and out of Chicago on back-to-back nights. So there's some pros and cons. I don't think that we ever look at a stretch and say, okay, we have to handle this differently. We're not going to run the bench for the night you're playing. We play our top end guys lots of minutes, so we won't change what we do.
You said yesterday that people don't buy tickets to watch Paul Maurice, but
yeah, that's a fact.
What is it? Is there any significance to going to the All-Star game for you?
I mean, that hasn't been announced, has it? Is it out?
Well, no, but they can't catch you. So I'm not very good.
Yeah, do you want to just wait till that day? What do you want to do?
Okay, is this a scoop?
Are you scooping?
I can't jinx it. I just.
I'm not against being jinxed. you've done a fine job of it over the years, I think. Why don't we wait till that day and we can do it once? How about that deal?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you think of Matt Cullen still giving this a go at age 42?
Yeah. You know what? I'm a big Matt Cullen fan going back. For the days in Carolina, when I came back and took over, it took me a little while to figure him out as a player. But he's a guy that's really changed, right? There's a lot of good players when they get into their mid-30s that I think refuse to kind of adapt their game to their age, to their role, and they kind of end a career. But he's done a marvelous job of adapting his career, his style of game, how he plays. So you get a real high kind of hockey IQ and intelligence about the game. And then I always appreciate those guys because they appreciate the game, right? It's not about making more money. It's about doing something you absolutely love and then doing whatever it takes to stay in it as long. He's a viable player. He's an important piece to this team. So he's not just hanging around. He's contributing something. But it's the emotional wellspring that you would need to stay and play that long at that age has to be just a complete love of the game.
Whole big story back in Canada, of course, is the World Juniors in Canada losing in the quarters. But more so than that, it's some of the heat these kids are taking, social media. I think the agent for Max Conto had to put out a statement. And you've talked in the past about you can't believe how well-adjusted some of these young players are. But is this a potential negative side effect of how much pressure is put on these kids that when things don't go well, people can pounce on them?
You know, it's two sides of the same coin, because when things go very well, we exalt them to a point that's not realistic either. It is clearly unfair in a team sport to ever look at a player as the cause, and one-game events like that are primed to have this kind of thing happen. Sure. But he's going to get past it. He's going to, if he can use it properly, it'll help him prepare for the rest of his career. Everybody has ups and downs, and you have to get through it. And when you play in a Canadian market, it's real, right? It's fortunately, he doesn't have kids at home that he has to explain it to. So there's a lot that goes. I think it's terrible. And I would admit to not having read much of it, but I do have an understanding of what he's going through. And it's unfair. It's also a realization that at the World Junior Tournament, it's pro sports. People get fired in one way or the other. I feel for him. I hope he puts it behind him, gets past it, and realizes that you get named the captain of a Canadian team like that for a reason, for character, and certainly for your skill level, and that hasn't gone away.